Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio with Reverend Alethea. I'm Deacon Avia, and before I begin prayer, I would like to ask that all your phones be placed on mute, please. Thank you. Dear God, we thank you for waking each and every one of us up this morning to see a new day. As we celebrate Memorial Day, let us remember the true meaning, praying for all the veterans that are still here and praying that they're taken care of and not forgotten. Let them know that you are always with them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And this is our time of service for concerns, announcements, celebrations. Concerns, we want to also continue to remember Anthony Bass, who made a very peaceful transition from this life on Saturday, on May 16th. We also want to keep his beloved wife, Gwinnell, mother-in-law, Yvonne Waters, son, Trevor, daughter, Naya, son-in-law, Jay, granddaughter, Hallie, grandson, Jahan, and the entirety of the Bass family in your prayers. We're also continuing to pray for Kaniqua James, who's recovering from a bone marrow transplant, and Michaela, who is in Jamaica in the hospital, who faces challenges from sickle cell anemia. We also want to pray for Tia, Gwinnell's niece, and Glendora's family that has faced challenges from COVID-19 and all who have made their transition from this life because of COVID-19, and comfort those who are grieving. Our affirmations, let us look into one another and see God in you and in everybody else. We also affirm God's favor and God's miracles. Per year, Minister Darrell, per year, and Minister Helene, their preparation for ordination, and we affirm our ministry leadership team, who consists of Minister Darrell, Minister Helene, Deacon Avia, Deacon Agneta, Stacy, the church administrator, Reverend Alethea and Baba Charles, and for their commitment to serve. Celebrations, in the name of Jesus, we claim 2020 as our year of fellowship. Fellowship means following Jesus in all the ways that we can. Our May birthdays, May 4th was Deacon Charles and Michael Fielder. May 22nd was Christina Hill. Also, announcements. We continue to have prayer meetings on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock on Reverend Alethea's Blog Talk radio program. Call into the same number on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. to make prayer requests, read scripture, or whatever's on your heart. So remember to bring your own Bible, bring your notebook, and invite a friend to listen to Blog Talk Radio. Also, your tithes and offerings may be mailed to the Pavilion of God at 7221 Paper Bark Terrace Lane. 7221 Paper Bark Terrace in Laurel, Maryland, 20707. You may use PayPal at pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com, or you may use the Cash App, which is the $ and Pavilion of God. Also, I forgot, I'd like to pray for a man named Bert. He's very sick, and his lady friend is not feeling well at all. So we want to keep, and the funny thing, her name is Roberta, and they call her Bert. So we want to pray for both Berts at this time. And if anyone else has any concerns, affirmations, prayer requests, you may unmute your phone at this time.
Good morning. This is Gwinnell. And I asked for Tony's sister in Pennsylvania. She's got the COVID virus, and her husband is suffering with colon cancer. He's been very sick. So she's upstairs and he's downstairs, and one of the sons is there with them. So keep them both lifted in prayer.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Gwinnell. Thank you. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations at this time?
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Brother Darrell, I want to pray and celebrate, first of all, hallelujah, the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, because the Lord is present with us, and his presence makes the difference. You listen to the different trials and tribulations and situations, such as what Mama Gwinnell just mentioned, for example, and that is it's a difficult situation, you know, for the family to go through and for the son even to be in the middle of, you know. So I want to also pray for situations like that. People, all of us who find ourselves in various trials associated with COVID and not associated with COVID. Just praying for people's sanity of mind as they deal with and endure the different trials, and the grace of God to meet us in that place and keep us and lead us through. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Darrell. Any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations at this time?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Glendora. I have some good news. We've had another little baby born on our block. It was a little boy. Mom and little boy were in the hospital for a couple of days because they were concerned he had blotches on him, so they didn't know if he had the baby virus, whatever they call it. But they all came home yesterday. The baby is beautiful. Mama is beautiful. My second good news amidst all of the tragedy is that my cousin Ono graduated from Maryland College, and she graduated a year early. She's graduated magnum cum laude, and we are going to do a drive-by celebration for her today. And I just want to reiterate my nephew, Theo, who got a four-year, all-paid, all-inclusive scholarship to Duke University. And he just got a letter from Harvard the other day. He was on the wait list. He's moved up. So, you know, in the midst of all the tragedy, there's always joy because God is always with us. God never, never leaves us. And I just want to always bring up, there's always something good. And in the midst of all the good things, and even with my sister Gwinnell, she was just thanking me so much, and I'm like, Gwinnell, I didn't do anything. But then I had to sit back and say, accept that thankfulness. And Gwinnell, my sister, I love you. That was the greatest gift you could have given me. So thank you. I'm joyful. My heart is still broken in so many pieces, but I am thankful. Thank you, family. I don't think I could come through this without you guys.
Amen. Thank you for that good news. That was wonderful news. Any other good news, celebrations, or concerns anyone would like to share?
Yes, I would like prayer for my friend Rob Nickel. He is approaching the one-year anniversary of his wife's transition. She died very suddenly of a heart attack on June 1st a year ago. So I know he's really, really feeling it, so I'm asking prayer for Rob. And his
thank you, Diane. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else like to share anything at this time? All right. Well, then at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Darrell to please give us the prayer of comfort.
Amen. Hallelujah. As our hearts and minds look towards the hills, hallelujah, from whence cometh our help. Lord, we thank you today in the name, hallelujah, of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you for hallelujah relationship. Hallelujah. You are steadfast. Hallelujah. And you are true. Lord, we thank you that your love, you have set your affection, hallelujah, upon us. Hallelujah. We bear your image and your likeness. And you have set your affection upon us. And we thank you that we are not left alone. Hallelujah. Merely to fend for ourselves. Thank you for, hallelujah. Thank you for caring about us, oh God. And for making that difference, glory to God, in our lives, because surely you do. Lord, we thank you for every God-given goal, every divine destiny, hallelujah, that is represented on this line today. We rejoice and we bless your holy name because you are the God of all comfort. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are the one who comes along besides us and leads us and guides us in all truth. God, we thank you right now that we are not alone. Even as we endure hardships and trials and tribulations, we are not alone. We are facing anything by ourselves. And we rejoice, hallelujah, in knowing that you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You anoint our head with oil, and our cup
Hallelujah. Because of your presence. Lord, thank you for amazing grace. Thank you for amazing grace. It is amazing. Well, thank you. Every prayer that was voiced, oh God, and even the ones that were not voiced, God, you said in your word that you know our thoughts from afar off. You know what it is that we, oh God. You know what it is that the lessons are that we need to learn in this time, oh God, of quarantine and in this time of our lives right now. God, help us. Give us the grace to learn and to know and to receive what it is that you have for us. We love you. We praise you. We bless you. We trust in you. Hallelujah. Have your way in our lives. We thank you for your word today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you encourage us with, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for wrapping your arms around us, God, in the midst of our challenges, in the name of Jesus, that we are not by ourselves. We bless you, we praise you, and we thank you, and we say, have your way. Hallelujah. Please have your way. If you have your way, we know that everything, hallelujah, will be all right. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah, we pray and we thank you. Amen. Hallelujah, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Darrell. And at this time, if you have your Bibles, we're going to read scripture, and we will be reading from Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, and verse 7 and 9. And after I read the scripture, the next voice you'll hear is Reverend Alethea. Again, Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, 7 and 9. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. And that was verse 3 and 4. And verse 7 and 9 is, it is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. And whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. Up and before Reverend Alethea, we will hear a song. And the song is, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. And then we'll hear from Reverend Alethea. Thank you.
So we lift them up. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my. Everybody help me out. I want you to help me sing. Simple song. You know it. It's just that.
Lord, I lift your name on my mind.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
Lord, I love your presence. I'm so glad you're mine. Oh, my God, there's a God, my Lord.
Oh,
Yes, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Alethea, and I am lifting the Lord's name on high with you this morning. Lindora, I thank you for your praise this morning, for there are multiple blessings in our midst. Deacon Charles got a message from Warren today. There's a birth in grandchild in his family. You know, blessings are everywhere. We see the graduates and doing wonderful things with scholarships. We know that students are already preparing to go back to school in September, however that might be. We are a blessed community of faith. The Pavilion of God continues to receive blessings upon blessings. We're not a faith community that doesn't understand miracles, amen? We're a faith community that has seen miracle after miracle. We have seen the favor of God in the land of the living. I want to thank the entire ministry leadership team for their faithfulness, for their endeavor. You know, you can want to do good, and then you can do good. And we are blessed to have ministry leaders who are doing good. Minister Helene preached a sermon last week, amen. We have messages coming through the people of God, through the ministers, through the members. They're living lives that are truly a sermon. We can thank God for the celebrations. We can thank God for the love and for the blessing. Be thankful, believers. Be thankful in the Lord. I heard, read an article by Episcopal Bishop Warren. In fact, I heard her speak last night on the news, Episcopal Bishop of Washington, the Bishop Marianne Booty. And she announced that the Episcopal churches in the Diocese of Washington will be closed, according with the local restrictions and the recommendations of medical professionals. But she invited President Trump to listen in on the worship. So I'm going to step up too, amen, as the pastor of the Pavilion of God and as a member of the D.C. Baptist Convention. I want to announce that we as a faith community will remain physically closed, but worshiping nevertheless in accordance with the laws of the District of Columbia and in accordance to the recommendations of medical professionals. But I want to publicly announce to President Trump that he's welcome to join us in worship. For those who know how to worship, hallelujah, we know that the building is not the church. The Pavilion of God is open and doing business for the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, God, we thank you for touching us. We thank you for alerting our hearts to your power and to your presence, to your might and to your love. We thank you for calling your people together to worship you, Lord, and for giving us the ability and the spirit to praise your name, to lift your voice on high. For we are still your children. Yes. We are still your servants. And yes, we are friends of God. Bless this message and bless this time of worship. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. I thank God again for just being here on this Sunday.
on this Memorial Day weekend. I want to know, can I just be honest? I find myself thinking about my Aunt Nettie. So bear with me. My Aunt Nettie, my mother's older sister, she died in Cynthiana, Kentucky in the early 1980s. What stands out in my memory is the funeral procession from the church to the cemetery. Oh, there was a line of cars. But what I remember about the line of cars on that procession was that they were going about 10 miles an hour, maybe less, barely moving. And as the procession wound its way through the downtown streets, men and women, black and white, old and young, stood at attention on the sidewalks. They reverently stood still to honor her life. And then it dawned on me that even in this small town, where everyone seemed to know everyone, few of these people actually knew my aunt, and yet they paused to honor her. Oh, I wish you could have seen the sight as I looked out those windows and saw the multitude stop for her as the procession passed them on the street. You know, these onlookers knew about life and about death, even though they didn't know my aunt personally. They knew that those of us who were riding in that funeral procession were mourning someone's life, someone who had walked their streets and had hopes and dreams like everyone else. The onlookers had mourned their own loved ones at one time or another. They knew that sorrow and loss comes when a branch is broken off a family tree. They knew that at some point they would lie silent and still like my Aunt Nettie. They honored her by knowing that she lived. Knowing that she lived and that her life was a contribution to divine order. The memory of that day is etched in my memory, and it continues to instruct me and remind me of two important facts. First, beloved, we need to slow down. We need to slow down. You need to slow your roll. You know, when I'm driving, I'm always amazed at the driver who speeds past me and then ends up next to me waiting for the red light to turn green. So much of our lives is spent racing forward just to wait. You need to stop and smell the roses. Breathe in the scent of God. You need to stop to honor and to remember who you are and whose you are. Second, the memory of that day teaches me that each of us, those we know and those we don't know, matter. They matter in the large scheme of things. You matter. I matter. We matter. It is as simple as that, and it is as weighty as that. You might be the man or woman who picks up the litter on your street. I remember in one neighborhood, there was one woman dedicated to sweeping the sidewalks. Or maybe you're the one who cautions children to look as they cross the street. Or maybe you're that nameless person in your building who comes and goes inconspicuously, but in the scheme of things, your presence, your very presence matters. In the imperceptible divine order. Every step you take, every breath you take makes a difference. Every step you take and every breath you take makes a difference, and your very presence ripples through the cosmos. our universe. Beloved, you are divinely created, and you matter. You matter. Popular culture tells us, Lee, a drop in the bucket. An unimportant member in the maddening crowd, popular culture ascribes a monetary value to you based on race, ethnicity, age, education, gender, and of course, earning power. But don't believe popular culture. Pick up the Word of God. Read it for yourself. You matter. You're created by God. You have the favor of God. You need to slow down. You need to stop to honor and to remember who you are and whose you are. You need to know that you matter. Today is Memorial Day, and popular culture has taught us that Memorial Day is the beginning of summer. Typically, and this is, I tell you, that's amazing stuff. You know, typically swimming pools open, queues, and parks are filled with people playing, and beachgoers are doing their thing. And let us never forget the Memorial Day sales. A Memorial Day is really all about honoring those who died in all of America's wars. After World War I, Memorial Day was widely established as a national holiday throughout the United States. Memorial Day is a day of remembering all the soldiers who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Unfortunately, it seems that many Americans have forgotten or simply given up on the true meaning of Memorial Day. You know, meaning slips away when you forget who you are and how important you are. Meaning is hard to grasp when you lose sight of how important every human being is, everyone who's created by the hand of God, those you know and those you don't know. Meaning slips away when you're running through each day, speeding past divine provisions, speeding past the recognition that divine protections that God has given you. You know, you aren't standing because of your own power. You're standing because God has kept you standing. Memorial Day is an opportunity for the people of God. Yes, all of us. And President Trump, if you're listening, it's for you to learn. Memorial Day is an opportunity for the people of God to be who they truly are, to be who they are created to be. Memorial Day is an opportunity to be in divine relationship by slowing down, to be in divine relationship by slowing down, to stop and honor the courage and the service of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Their lives undergird our civil rights. Their lives undergird our privilege to vote, our right to raise the American flag, our freedoms, the freedoms that we enjoy, even the freedom of going shopping or enjoying a cookout on Memorial Day. Memorial Day is It's also an opportunity to be in divine relationship by remembering. You know, we can't be in divine relationship if we don't remember. Remembering that each of us matter.
Yes.
To remember that each man or woman who paid the ultimate price deserves that you stand at attention for them. Take off your hat. That you remember their humanity matters, that you honor the fact that they had a divine purpose just like you.
Yeah.
Slowing down and remembering that all life matters. Perhaps that's why I thought of my Aunt Nettie on this Memorial Day weekend. Perhaps that's why I remembered how people slowed down and stopped for her. Because of her, I know that stopping and giving honor means that we are truly God's creation. Stopping and giving honor matters. You know, America is fast approaching a grim milestone. Nearly 100,000 lives have been lost so far to the coronavirus outbreak. An incalculable loss. Today, the New York Times devoted its entire front page to printing 1,000 names from the obituaries across the country to help us reckon what the loss has actually been. Trump is denying the count of the lives lost. He's reducing the dignity and worth of their lives. As Christians and as Americans, we must remember and honor lives, the lives lived and the lives lost during this COVID-19 pandemic. Average men and average women, most are unnamed and unknown to us individually, but today I ask you to remember them also. Because of COVID-19, time-honored death rituals like sitting by the bedside of loved ones as they're nearing their last days, or visits to the bereaved, or funerals and memorial services have been abbreviated or inhibited altogether. For those who have made their transition during the past month of COVID-19, no one has stood along the sidewalks to honor them. I want to use the words written at Ephesians 1, the words that Deacon Evia read to us this morning. I want to use the Apostle Paul's words. I want to use his words right now. He said, and I say, I thank God every time I remember those who have given their lives. It is right for me to call to feel the way I do because their lives matter. They have given their lives in armed forces and in the fighting of the invisible enemy, COVID-19. And it is right for me to remember all who mourn, since I have them in my heart. And I do. Yes, like Paul, I thank God for all those whose lives were sacrificed and all who mourn and share in God's grace with me. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more, that your love may abound more and more in the knowledge and love of God. Yes, like the Apostle Paul. God, I thank my God every time I remember, every time I remember Aunt Nettie and all those who paid the ultimate price in all of the wars and those whose lives have been lost fighting the war against COVID-19. Won't you thank God with me? We must not allow this pandemic to strip away our humanity. We must not allow this pandemic to strip away the divine connections that we have with one another. We must be the divine gap fillers during this pandemic. We must stay spiritually connected despite the social distancing. We must sing the songs of praise. Pray the prayers of redemption. We must study the word of God. We must share the communion together in the spirit among believers within the church family. There is no virtual or computer generated connection. There is only the reality of divine connection. God transforms virtual into the reality of love and into the reality of joy and laughter, into the reality of shared faith and shared memories and into shared hope for tomorrow. As you enjoy this Memorial Day weekend, wear your mask, wash your hands, respect social distancing, but remember and honor those who served and died fighting for you. Remember and honor those on the front line during this pandemic. Remember and honor those almost 100,000 Americans who died fighting an unconventional war against COVID-19. Remember and honor those who, like Aunt Nettie, simply died in the everyday battle of life. Remember to slow down. Stop and give God the praise. Stop and give God the praise. Remember that it was Jesus who died on Calvary's cross for you. For his death was providential. His death was sacrificial. His death was redemptive. Thank God every time you remember those who sacrificed for you. Thank God and remember those who sacrificed their life for you. For each of us, those we know and those we don't know. Each of you, hallelujah. Each of you, glory to God, makes a difference. Each of you is a divine creation of God Almighty. Each of you has been given gifts. Each of you has the power of God vested in you. God is in you, with you, through you, and for you. Each of you, beloved, matters. Remember that on this Memorial Day weekend. It is in Jesus' name that I bring you the word of God. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I say praise God. Hallelujah. You know, as I sit here beside you, and I just look back and I think about the Aunt Nettie's. Everybody's got an Aunt Nettie. I remember as a child standing on the side of the street when a funeral procession would go by. And yes, everything just did not pause. It came to a standstill, came to a complete standstill for respect in memory of that person. Because as Reverend Alethea states, your life matters.
Yes.
We all must go that way. Do you just want to pause? Do you want things to continue as usual and just see you whiff by? No, I say that we should stop, honor, and give praise for all of those who have served. We give praise off for all of those who've given their lives. Almost 100,000 people. Let's not pause. Let's actually stop and remember. Will your story be when this virus is behind us? What will it be?
Amen. Amen.
I invite you to, you know, ask yourself the question, can I pause or do I really want to stop and smell the roses?
Glory, hallelujah.
How many times are you driving, as Reverend Alethea stated, and a car will just zoom past you? And you all pull up at the light together. Let us stop for a moment and give God the praise and give God the glory. Let us pause for a moment and stop completely and remember. Oh, I thank God for the ability to remember.
Yeah, glory.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for the ability to remember.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We just give God the praise and glory.
You are God. You are God.
Thank everyone for their faithful giving. Pavilion is an activity serving in many ways. You can give by PayPal, send it to the Pavilion of God .baptist@gmail.com, or you can use Cash App, Pavilion of God, or you could mail to the temporary address for the Pavilion of God, 7221 Paper Bark Terrace, Laurel, Maryland, 20707. Bow your heads with me in prayer now. Let us pray, Lord. As we pray, giving is an act of worship. Yes, Lord. Dear God, make me a cheerful giver of all my tithes and offerings. I choose to receive all of your promises and blessings as I am obedient to your word. I pray that you shower favor, blessings, and increase upon me and my church. I am believing for storehouses unlocked. Yes, miracles created, anointing, provisions, resources, healing, and souls saved. Let me give with an attitude of gratitude and worship. I have nothing without you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. There's nothing greater than to serve God. And one of the great ways, as Deacon Withers said, is to give. But now I want to give you an opportunity to come to know a personal relationship with Jesus. I'm going to ask you to please bow your heads and pray with me. Dear God, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I need you, and I'm humbly calling out to you, Jesus. I'm tired of doing things my way. Help me to do things in alignment with your will for my life. I invite you into my life to be my Lord and Savior. If you prayed that prayer with me, amen. Trust that God is your Savior. If you pray that prayer with me, be renewed in your relationship with Jesus. If you don't have a faith community, the doors of the Pavilion of God are open to you. Simply call me at 202-365-2842 or email me at revalethea@gmail.com. I'm here for you. All the members of the Pavilion of God are here for you. We're ready to wrap our arms around you and embrace you in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to go forth to serve God and serve the people, to love God and love the people from this day forth and forevermore. I'm asking you can unmute your mic and you can say a little word to one another as you listen.
Hallelujah.
for Jay. Being alive and active.
Hug somebody.
Thank you, Reverend Lisa, for a great sermon this morning. Very inspiring.
Amen.
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 I see all the smiles on your face.
Father Charles, you have a really great eyesight. You have great eyesight.
Hallelujah.
That's a spiritual
eyesight. God in me, you see, the God in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love you, God.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, God, for another day to see. To accomplish our goals today and this week and this month and year.
Yes. Remember to stop and smell the roses.
Amen.
Remember,
look at the beautiful birds, the red birds, the blue birds out there now. Look at all the different birds and species. You are God. You are
Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Just do not find time to stop today. Remember God each and every day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bye. Love everybody.
Bye-bye.